Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. On December 21st, 2020, Jupiter and Saturn will meet up in the part of the sky known as Aquarius. Their long-anticipated and powerful conjunction marks humanity crossing the energetic threshold into the new age. Elementally, November is the third and final water month of the year, and the number 11 in numerology holds high vibration for divine inspiration and manifestation. Through 5 live broadcasts and accompanying videos, I will support your moving into a new time, creating a new world, and welcoming a new age in human history. This week with New Age Cleanup. excuse me, no, it's New Age Open Up. But first, just a reminder that when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen not only through your computer, but also over the phone at this number, which is 563-999-3089. Now, I will upload a video of the broadcast, hopefully no later than Thursday this week, to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And you can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, or my Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Supporters. Or you can also go to my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And of course, if you're watching this as a YouTube, you can ask questions or leave comments in the comments section below. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me on an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, as always, I'm going to start off my show by taking a moment to honor the ancestors. And 2020 has just been a remarkable, unprecedented year in regards to many, many people dying in a very short period of time. And so this is a very, very emotion-laden and in many cases tragic time that humanity is moving through. And so I just want to take a moment for us to just pause and acknowledge all of the new ancestors that have crossed over into their land this year in 2020. And just this week, two cultural icons from my growing up period, Sean Connery, who was James Bond, and Alec Trebek of Jeopardy, have both become now ancestors. So think about those persons whose shoulders you sit upon, those who you're here because they existed. And they could be loving, or they may have been ones who were black sheep in the family or people who did not walk the light path. And we honor those ancestors as well because we learn from them, and they can become some of the best spirit guides for you, especially as you're dealing with your shadow and your shadow work. So, again, say their names out loud. They really appreciate that. And I'll do this invocation. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and your mercy in this life and for yet another opportunity to open up to your greater will. And Creator, for this time that we are in with all of these challenges, all of this anxiety, all this, these intense things that are happening to us personally and collectively and globally, we need your help with reaching out to the ancestors. For we know that problems here are not problems there. We know that they can see in all directions at once. And so we're opening ourselves to receiving their love, their guidance, and their wisdom. So ancestors, 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 hear our cry, hear our call. We need your help. We need your love. We need your guidance. We need your wisdom. So please come and continue to be the great supports to us on our journey as we know that you can be. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for always showing up when we reach out and when we call. And Creator, we thank you for the blessing of the ancestors. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen. She, Aho, Asah, Shinka, Bismillah, and so it is. She. Well, folks, we've stepped into yet again another very intense astrological week. Last week was off the chain. This week is to be a little more. And again, what's interesting is that the energetics are bringing us both things that are hard to swallow and things that are good to swallow. It just depends on where you're at in your life and what's going on. So we welcome all of it because we know ultimately that what we're going through is really not only building resilience in us, but it's also growing and stretching us in ways we couldn't have imagined. So I'm going to start off with the elemental wisdom because it's really interesting. We are currently in a mineral week, started last Wednesday on the 4th, goes to this Tuesday the 10th. But on Wednesday, we move into what I'm calling a double water week because it will be November the 11th. And November is the 11th month of the year. It's a water month, and so we have this incredible water day that is going on. So here's the opportunity. It's about releasing what can no longer support you on this new journey. Yeah, we've been getting that message frequently and consistently this year. This is about calling upon the power of love and the element of water to enable you to peacefully and gently bid farewell places or things that once sustained you. Express gratitude for these were essential contributions you received in your healing and growth. But now you've outgrown their energy, and it's time to make room for the new energy that is about to show up for you. Embrace vulnerability. Embrace the unknown. Say yes. So distractions. We always get distractions when we have opportunities, and here are a few to pay attention to and say no to this week. Number one, fear of loss. Yeah, big distraction. We get so focused on that, we can miss out the fact that we're about to receive something we've asked for, prayed for, desired, in some cases for many, many years. So stay focused on what is coming. Next, fear the unknown. And of course, we all have that fear, but it really can, you know, create a barrier to us taking some necessary risk. So just remember, if you do it, it would be a repeat of the past. And we really are stepping into a whole new world. Yeah, so pay attention to that and shift out of it. Next, the needing to know or explain outcomes that have yet to be lived. Yeah. And again, that's really hard for us, especially here in Western culture, because we're so used to having to know to pass that test and get that A. But in the times that we're in, with everything having been turned upside down, we really don't have all the answers. We really don't know. And so we need to just fall back into that and be okay with that and open up, of course, to learning. And then last but not least, holding on out of false obligation and false guilt. It's really a challenge, but I tell you, in the end, it's worth it to just let it go. Yeah. Now, the following Wednesday on the 18th, we're going to move into a nature week. It usually does follow water, and it's going to be a time for, again, welcoming more great change into our lives. And I'll remind you all about that in the next broadcast and video. So astrologically, there's a lot going on this week. So I tried to just siphon it down so that you can get a hand on it and try to just be focused on what can support you in navigating through it. So I've got two astrologers that I'm going to cite a short quote from each of them because I thought what they had to say was helpful. And so the first one is from Kyle Thomas, and he's on astrology.com. And he says, with Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn traveling together in Capricorn, as they've been doing all year, each of us has been experiencing the breakdown of certain systems and structures in our lives. This has revealed what's no longer working for us and freed up energy to create new and better things. As the Scorpio new moon this week sextiles these planets, we see what has died off or been recycled and what new life is ready to be born. Yeah, so that's the hope in all of this, is to understand that, you know, it's a rebirth, it's a renaissance, which I talked about in September. It's a renaissance that is happening here. Another astrologer, and she's a shamanic astrologer that I like, her name is Alina Stevens. Her website is The Power Path, and she does a monthly astral forecast. And Lena says, Several opportunities will present themselves this month for some cathartic release of old patterns, attachments, past wounds, disappointments, emotional debris, I love that expression, regrets, and old dreams and expectations. This will trigger a necessary realignment in these areas that will support essential preparation for the times to come. Yeah. So although in this highly intense astrological week, there were 7 major planetary transits, I'm going to focus on just 3 for you that I find most relevant to this releasing and realigning that both Lena and Kyle are alluding to in their quotes. So the first one, on the 12th, which is Thursday, we're going to have Jupiter and Pluto conjuncting again for the final time in Capricorn, where they've been since January. Yeah, that was when they first came together. It was on January 12th, so it's really interesting. And the astrological insight around this is that the COVID cases are going to surge, and we are already getting evidence of that. Good news is that once this conjunction is moving forward, we're going to see a shift. We're going to see some action taken that helps to bring down and flatten the curve. So we can look forward to that. But again, know that on the 12th, and again, lead if you're sensitive, if you're a light worker, you know, it's tight right now. So leading up to the 12th, and again, a couple of days after, you can still be feeling that. So again, take care of yourself. Get rest, drink lots of water. Avoid putting yourself into situations with people or places that really can't support you in the truth of who you are. Yeah. Now, the following day, on the 13th, we get Mars stationing direct in the sign of Aries. It's ruled by Aries, and it's been retrograde for several weeks. It was a really long period for that Mars retrograde, but now it's moving direct, and that means that getting things started in new ways. Yeah. So again, you know, Mars is the planet of action and aggressiveness, and so there could be some aggressive starting up of new things in new ways. And then last but not least, we have on the 15th, the new moon in Scorpio. Astro Butterfly, another one of my favorite astrologers, says this is a great new moon because it makes favorable aspects with Jupiter, Pluto, and Neptune, who she calls the good, the bad, and the ugly. She says the ruler of the new moon, Mars, has just turned direct and has big plans. So the whole lunar month will carry this energy of moving forward. And that is great, great news. Yeah. So I will definitely leave links in the YouTube video. I'll try to post them on the Facebook page too this week. For all these astrologers, if you want to follow up and get a little more detail in their insights. And again, it's designed to just help you not play victim to circumstance or people, but to realize that there is an energetic going on. And if we're mindful of it, if we're conscious of it, then we can avoid putting ourselves into situations we really can say no to and avoid. So again, take care of yourselves this week. The energy is tight. We've moved through this 2 times before in January. I think the other one was in May. So I think we're going to move through this final conjunction of Jupiter and Pluto and come out all the better for it. Quick reminder that I've declared the 22nd of every month as Earth Day, and so that means that November 22nd is Earth Day for the month of November. Again, I hope that you are continuing to cut down on your use of paper and plastic, staying mindful about the use of your fossil fuel car, committing to essential use only. Do go to the Earth Day website and check out their updated link. It's www.earthday.org/take-action Now. So take action now and become more familiar with what is going on to help make sure that this planet is habitable for the seven generations coming after us. Yeah. Now, let me move into what I want to riz on tonight for you in regards to the welcoming of the age of Aquarius. Here's my overview. I'm going to, again, give some more explanation about the age of Aquarius and what it means. I will then talk about this new age open up request, you know, what the new age is asking us to open up to. And then, of course, I will give you some contemplative questions to work with this week. My opening quote for tonight comes from Thule Kupferberg, an American counterculture poet, author, and singer. And Thule says, "When patterns are broken, new worlds emerge." Yeah. Simple, to the point, and so right on for this new age that we are moving into. So, age of Aquarius, here's what's really interesting. This has been talked about and written about in Western culture, most significantly the end of the Victorian age, at the end of the last century, I mean the century before the last century, end of the 19th century, and into the early 20th century. And so there's a woman named like Alice Bailey, and she was a channeler and an astrologer, but she becomes one of the first persons they attribute to using the term a new age in the age of Aquarius. I say in Western culture because, ancient peoples, indigenous people, were always tracking the evolution of humanity. They, you know, were studying the stars, they were studying the animals, or studying the earth. And so they believed that we were here to grow and evolve and that we're connected to something beyond just our physical reality. And so we're in this time period now where this age of Aquarius really is manifesting from things that have been talked about it. It's really fascinating. But something I really love is the fact that for all of us, we can actually, determine what the age of Aquarius is for us. And based on what is going on in your life, what has been moving, because anybody alive on a planet now has gone through some really big transformational things in life because of the time we're living in. So here's how I define the age of Aquarius. I define it as human consciousness evolved to value humanity, no longer believing that people are disposable. And of course, this extends to embracing and living the belief in higher purpose and divine connection for all human beings. It also includes respecting everything in existence as part of an unknowable system of universal love. This means that everyone and everything has a consciousness that is to be respected, even if not light. Yeah. So again, it's this level of consciousness that moves humanity into this belief that, oh, you mean I shouldn't be going to war to kill people? Like, yeah. Oh, I shouldn't be building nuclear power plants, number one, at all. But if I'm going to build them, I shouldn't be putting them in an earthquake zone? Like, really? Like, yeah. And to think that the moon, the rocky planets in our galaxy, and the asteroids are consumer products. Yeah, that one really, really fascinates me. Really fascinates me. But anyway, it's a level of consciousness that we're moving out of so that we really can get back to honoring that which we really have no control over, have no power over, and also honoring our existence. So this level of consciousness in the age of Aquarius, I see it as being sustained and grown by the following four disciplines. And I talk about these all the time, but it's important because I think it's easy for us to forget how important these four disciplines are. And I call them a discipline because they have to be practiced. I believe that we come with them. I think these are natural to us as human beings, but I think that there's so much fear stuff that we've been infused with throughout our history this time around that it's very hard for us to practice and to access them. So we have to get into a discipline. And the four I'm talking about are number one, vulnerability, number two, acceptance, number three, curiosity, and number four, humility. Yeah. So Age of Aquarius, to the emerging consciousness that I just talked about, where we're able to believe that there are no disposable people, there are no disposable planets, on no animals, all of that good stuff. And it's a consciousness about the emerging future. So vulnerability, and thanks to Brené Brown, the wonderful social scientist, we know for sure, because of all the research she did, that vulnerability is the birthplace of our happy endings in life. It is not something that is about weakness. It actually is measured for courage. In other words, the more vulnerability that you demonstrate, that you experience, the more courage you have, is what her research has shown. And, you know, basically vulnerability, I like to think of it as your willingness and ability to take a risk to hear a no. Yeah, yeah. So to ask for help, right? You got to be a little vulnerable because you want it, but you might get a no from who you want to get it from, right? Yeah. So that is taking a risk. When you want to hear a yes, but you could hear a no, you have to be vulnerable. And so as we move into this new level of consciousness, we have to consciously be willing to take that risk. And acceptance, you know, if we can accept the no's in life, it will lead us to the yeses, because acceptance tears down the wall of resistance to making a choice to have what is really right for you. You know, because if I come up against the no, and remember, the only person I can control is myself. I really can't control somebody else. So I get a no from them. Instead of trying to manipulate and use my control drama to get them to go along with what I want, what I really should do is just accept it, pull back, and say, okay, this isn't where I need to get what I need. There's something, someone else, something else, another situation. And acceptance is what gets us there. It moves us forward so that we can get to that thinking and doing something different, something new, something aligned with what is right for us, what's in our sacred contract. Yeah. Curiosity, that places us in a position to receive that something new, something more aligned with our true purpose, because to be curious, you must relinquish what you have known or think you know. It's about letting go of your arrogance, you know, and in many cases, letting go of what happened in the past, you know. And so opening ourselves up to that curiosity. So if I get a no, if I accept it as quickly as I possibly can, I can get curious about, okay, where is the yes going to come from? How is that going to happen? When is it going to happen? Wow, you know. And so we move out of victimhood. Because a lot of times when you hear a no, you fall right into a victim consciousness. You feel, you know, like somebody's done something to you when you have no idea why they said no. You don't know. You may not know because they haven't shared it, what's really going on for them. Yeah. And the last but not least, humility, which took me many years to understand this. So hang in here with me, because I know when I first began to learn what it really meant, it was really mind-blowing. So humility, this isn't about holding oneself small or less. In fact, it's the opposite. Yeah, isn't that interesting? It's knowing how big and powerful you are so that you have no need to prove it, no need to overcompensate, because you feel small, and less. This level of consciousness is your belief that you are part of a huge cosmic divine plan, that you have a sacred contract, and that what you do matters more than you can know. It's about really, really believing. And I think this is an intellectual exercise. I know for me it came from experiences to really get that I directly and indirectly was impacting people's lives, people I know, but people I don't know in ways that I couldn't imagine. Very powerful. So, personal challenge for this week. I've got five for you. Number one, where in your life are you being called to be vulnerable right now, to risk hearing a no when you want a yes? Where in your life do you need to be in acceptance so that you can choose how to proceed and move forward? Number three, how difficult is it for you to become curious and let go of thinking you already know? And what would support you? What would support you in becoming more curious about your life and your circumstances? Yeah. Number four, if humility means that you can be loved and accepted exactly the way you are, right, Mr. Rogers has said, because you are part of a divine plan, where in your life would you stop overcompensating? Yeah. And then last but not least, what do you envision the age of Aquarius to be for you personally, just in the way that I did when I started talking about this? So these personal challenges will be listed in the box below the YouTube video. I will post it on my Facebook page and support group. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to my YouTube channel, I most humbly ask and thank you to do that. Hit the bell for all postings. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Okay, I'm going to close out tonight, as always, thanking my wonderful, wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for showing up every Sunday to make sure that I can be on platform to do this work. I want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, and especially my number one fan, Miss Sarah, who's recovering from a broken hip. And so your prayers and loving thoughts for her speedy recovery are most welcome and appreciated. Yeah, she's quite a trooper. I don't know if I could do what she does. She's amazing. And to all of those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, to my medicine brothers and sisters around the world like Asu and Ina, and to all of you listening in for the first time or watching for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your support. Next week, I will continue my November theme of welcoming the age of Aquarius with New Age Show Up. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, still available through Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Walmart. I saw it being sold on eBay for a couple of dollars more than it was originally, so the copies must be selling, I don't know, but it's very interesting. Anyway, again, designed to really help you on this journey to self-mastery. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a safe and highly conscious double water week that is coming up. Again, continue to wear your mask. Continue to practice social distancing. Continue to wash your hands. Continue to avoid perceived safety and embrace science safety. And most importantly, please remember, you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.